Nolte, attacks on Kanye prove Democrats haven't changed since their Jim Crow days. By John Nolte on October 7, 2022. The left's desire to destroy Kanye West proves Democrats have not changed since their Jim Crow days. Democrats started the Civil War to hold on to their black slaves. After losing that war, Democrats created the Ku Klux Klan and Jim Crow. To what end, though? What was the true purpose of the Jim Crow South? The answer will sound familiar. To hold on to their political power in the South, Democrats created Jim Crow to control and terrorize black people who got out of line. Violence, fear, terror tactics, character assassination, dehumanization, and bullying were employed to ensure black people voted and behaved a certain way. Those who refused to comply were destroyed and were made an example to ensure others didn't follow suit. If you don't want to ask Kanye West how little Jim Crow Democrats have changed, ask Clarence Thomas or Dr. Ben Carson. Go back in time and ask Jackie Robinson after he threw his support behind Richard Nixon. Ask Condoleezza Rice, Candace Owens, Alveda King, and Alan West. Ask Herschel Walker. Democrats invented Jim Crow to control how black people think and live and hold on to their political power. Other than tactics, the terror and dehumanization campaign against free-thinking black Americans marches on. Kanye West dares to think for himself. Kanye West dares to oppose abortion. Kanye West believes all lives matter, even white lives. Kanye West sees black people as a people, not a race. Kanye West likes Donald Trump. Kanye West, accurately, believes promoting obesity as beautiful is unhealthy. Kanye West, accurately, believes Black Lives Matter is a scam. Kanye is articulate, provocative, a Christian, wealthy, and influential. Therefore, the Jim Crow Democrats of 2022 are out to dehumanize and destroy him, to paint him as crazy and dangerous, primarily to make an example of him. This is what happens to black people who threaten Democrat power. So don't you dare think about getting out of line. Here are some recent examples. MSNBC. I'm above excusing this behavior, or even arguing about it really. I don't weep for ye, and my ancestors don't either. They knew what I know, some black people would sell them upstream for a quick buck. He's lost the creative ability to resonate for anything praiseworthy, so all he has is hate and outrage. And his actions have earned him the destiny he truly deserves. One in which everyone who loves him either does so in silence or is forced to suffer the exhaustion of mining through his deluded thoughts in search of gems, brilliance, they likely won't find again. Huffington Post. Kanye West flips out about Kim Kardashian during bonkers Tucker Carlson interview. Vogue editor. The White Lives Matter t-shirts this man conceived, produced, and shared with the world are pure violence. There is no excuse, there is no art here. Rolling Stone lists all the fashion mavens who attacked a black man for the sin of sharing an unapproved opinion. Among those to criticize his White Lives Matter shirts were Jaden Smith, who walked out of the show, and later tweeted, "I don't care who it is. If I don't feel the message, I'm out." Dazed journalist Lynette Newlander also walked out of the show, writing, "It doesn't matter what the intention was. Its perception to the mass is out of context." British Vogue editor Edward Enninful said the following day that the shirt was insensitive, given the state of the world, and Gigi Hadid, who deleted a comment on West's Instagram, wrote, "If there's actually a point to any of your shit, Carafa Johnson might be the only person that could save you. You're a bully and a joke." Adidas has put its partnership with Kanye up for review. After his Thursday night interview with Tucker Carlson, West says his November 4th concert was canceled at the SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. Here are examples of previous attacks. Countless celebrities basically telling Kanye to get back in line and think the way he is supposed to think, believe what he's supposed to believe, and vote the way he's supposed to vote. Here's CNN questioning Kanye's mental state. Why? Because he visited Trump in the Oval Office. That's it. That's all he did. And you have a cable, fake news outlet warning the country that this black man is crazy. This is nothing more than Jim Crow 2.0. Terrorize, demean, dehumanize, threaten, blacklist, and other a black man who threatens the Democrat Party's power. It was sick, un-American, and racist when Democrats enforced Jim Crow in the South, and it is just as sick, un-American, and racist when Democrats do it today. To control black people through terror and intimidation. There is no one Democrats, and their allies in the news media and celebrity, won't publicly and gleefully destroy. Kanye isn't a Democrat or a Republican. Instead, he is what an artist and an American should be. His own man, an iconoclast, a provocateur, a seeker. Jim Crow Democrats demand 100% compliance and see a free-thinking black man only as a threat who must be vilified and destroyed. In the Democrat Party, it will always be Alabama circa 1950. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.